Please follow along with your PowerPoint slides as I review this information. First of all, it's helpful to remember the physiology, the normal physiology of the gallbladder and the flow of bile. The major function of the gallbladder is to store and concentrate bile and then excrete it into the duodenum. The liver is producing the bile. It excretes it into the hepatic duct, which flows to the cystic duct and into the gallbladder, where the bile is concentrated 10 times.
I'd like to welcome everybody this morning. If you please join me in the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with an abundance of gratitude and love for your guidance throughout our journey in nursing school. You have called each of us to a profession where we are able to continue your ministry, and we are especially humbled by this honor. I personally pray, Lord, that you will bless each and every one of my peers this weekend as we celebrate this joyous occasion. I praise you for each student on stage with me today, for their talents and joy, and for the opportunity for us to all become friends. Thank you, Lord, for our friends and families that are gathered with us today and their safe travels. We pray your presence will fill this room as we praise you and celebrate our accomplishments. In your Son's holy and precious name, amen.
Hello, my name is Ashley Lang Tolliver, and I am the current Student Nurse Association President. I would like to welcome you all to the pinning ceremony for the nursing class of 2011. Over the past 2 years, the 24 of us have been challenged to think critically in both the practical and the theoretical manner. We have faced stress, overcome exhaustion, and tackled mountains of information, all so that we can provide holistic care, agape love, and leadership and service to the greater community. This would not be possible without the encouragement and support of the amazing professors. Their open-door policy, extensive knowledge, and compassionate nature inspired us to be the best nurses possible. The practical and theoretical knowledge we have gained will be drawn upon throughout our careers. I would like to leave you with a nursing diagnosis that we have found to be true. Risk for losing friends related to chosen major as evidenced by grumpiness, secondary to lack of sleep, hyperactivity, secondary to caffeine overload, impaired social life, secondary to constant studying, increased stress levels, secondary to constant discussion of nursing topics that no one else understands or cares about. And now I'd like to introduce Holly Stansberry as our upcoming Student Nursing Association President.
Good morning. I only have 2 minutes, and if any of you guys know me, it's going to be hard. Okay, welcome, and thank you all for being here. I'm currently an LPN, so I know how much it means for all of the family and friends to be here, for all of these guys. They've put in a hard 2 years, but it's been a fun 2 years, and it's only beginning. So I just wanted to congratulate you and wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Nursing is a sacred covenant. Welcome to all of you who honor the graduates, pray for your presence here today. Many of you have provided emotional support and the resources to make college education possible. Nursing graduates, you have really worked hard to meet this goal. And the faculty and staff congratulate you on your accomplishment. And thank you for giving me the privilege to speak. And thank you to Rachel Bell, who edited my speech. She's my advisee, and she was really gracious. Okay. As I thought about what to speak about today, I decided to end my years as department chair with what I consider the most important changes we made in the department since I arrived in 1986. I was not the department chair then. The first change was for faculty to identify concepts that we considered important to nurses within the Anabaptist Mennonite tradition. The Anabaptist concepts we identified that we valued were agape love, grace, justice, presence, reconciliation, empowerment, partnership, service, and advocacy. The second decision we made was to add the concept of sacred covenant, and this is a way to participate with clients in the health illness experience and as a way for faculty to participate with students. It was conceptualized by Sister Mary Elizabeth O'Brien as a result of research on spirituality in nurses. The idea is that nursing care or nursing education is a covenant between nurse and client or teacher and student, which provides mutual benefit for both. Nurses cannot do the hard work they do and experience the terrible injustices and injuries they see without also having their own souls fed. It is our colleagues and our clients who feed our nurses' soul, and they teach us about life. Nurses are privileged to be part of people's lives as the preventive level, as well as to be present in the many great transitions of life, such as birth, death, illness, and healing. Nurses hear stories that need to be told to someone, and nurses are respected to honor those stories. And it was also that I practiced for years as a nurse. I practiced for years as a nurse and really had no name for these concepts, but what I want to do is share a few stories that taught me the importance of these concepts and how they enriched my own nursing experience. I want to start with agape love. It is the ability to love without conditions. I was surprised when I discovered this early in my career. I always have had a special place in my heart for people with mental illness. It is the most egregious of illnesses. I have seen too many people who turn from vibrant, energetic people into shells of their former selves when mental illness robs them of their initiative and their former personalities. One of my earliest positions, and my name was Ms. Weaver then, was at a state mental hospital. When I met my supervisor for my first evaluation, she kindly reminded me that I was not running a popularity contest. Her comment completely took me off guard, and I said, "Why would you say that?" She replied, "Your patients keep commenting that Miss Weaver did this or Miss Weaver said that." As I look back, I believe it was because I loved my patients. They exasperated me sometimes, got my hair pulled one time, but I spent time with them rather in the nurse's station. I learned a great deal from them, and I really learned to play a good game of pinochle. I still see love as a gift of God. It is not a popularity contest. Grace is another contest. It's extending favor by acting favorably or kindly. It was actually the concept we chose last, because if we set this high standard, we sure are going to need it. And I have two brief stories for this. One was for what I said, and one was for what I did. I was on evening shift as a supervisor in the rehabilitation hospital. A family member came to discuss something with me in the hall, and my final response to her remark was, "Everybody says that." She was totally annoyed with me and stalked off, and I realized what I had just done to her. I was so mortified. I actually slid down the wall and sat on the floor and put my head in my hands. I felt so insensitive. I had totally devalued her experience. That is not what I believed a nurse should be. So I found her, apologized to her, and then I really did listen to her. The second one is a hard one for me. It was a man in an intensive care unit with an unstable heart rhythm. He had been on a drug, and for you who understand that, that widen is QRS. Which meant the pump wasn't working too well. The heart can't pump if it doesn't have electrical stimulus. And you need that to live. One day, I checked the chart, did everything I needed to do, and went ahead and gave him the drug anyway. I watched in horror as the electrical pattern of his heart widened, his QRS. He did eventually die. The physician assured me it was not my fault, but that the man had sustained another heart attack. But it took me a long time to forgive myself, but I have never forgotten. It was when I learned that grace alone can allow one to heal when an error is made. We all make errors, and you will make them too. And I hope you experience grace. The concept of justice or fairness surfaces in many ways. I have found it to be most challenging, actually, as my role as supervisor, to be sure to be fair to staff and also fair to clients, whether it's student or patient. In the rehab hospital, we made rounds with 40 patients on night shift. And it's a lot of work to move paralyzed people in their beds at night. And one of our LPNs, Pauline, kept disappearing about in the second room, and we never saw her, and she emerged when the work was done. As you can surmise, this did not sit well with the rest of the team. And I knew the rest of the team. I honored both the work. The physical work was important, and the emotional work was important. So I met with Pauline, and I asked her to stay with us, and then she could leave and go back and do her listening work. And that worked most of the time. The next concept is presence. Many of you have been present with someone. It's being there with someone in a real way. It is one of the most gratifying experiences for a nurse, this art of being with someone. I cared for a woman in an intensive care unit with an unstable heart rhythm, and she had runs a ventricular tachycardia. She had just retired, and she was looking forward to joining her husband in retirement. I had a window seat beside her bed, and we'd just sit there and talk, and mostly I would listen. And she talked about her hopes and dreams, and to this day, I have a mental picture of a kitchen table that looked out on the lawn where she and her husband sat, looking out into their yard, talking about the day while they had a leisurely breakfast. However, her heart became increasingly irregular, and we had to defibrillate or shock her. I held her hand between the shocks, and she squeezed my hand as I talked to her. I grieved her loss and the loss of her dreams for a very long time, but I was glad to be a presence with her in her dying. The concepts of reconciliation, empowerment, and partnership are three more of EMU's nursing concepts. I think of these together because it was in rehabilitation nursing that they became most meaningful to me. I see reconciliation as coming to peace about something with someone. Empowerment is making it possible for a person to make his or her own informed choices. And partnership is working together to accomplish something. There are many patients I remember well from my 7 years in a rehab hospital. One was a young woman who broke her neck. She dove into a lake that she was unfamiliar with and hit her head on a rock. And she was paralyzed from the neck down. And she had planned to enroll in nursing school the next fall. We worked with her to use her paralyzed arms and legs and to find a way to control her bladder and bowels so she did not have accidents. She heard of a bladder procedure at another hospital in Colorado, so I contacted that hospital and we had the procedure done for her locally. Reconciliation to her new reality was difficult for her. It would be for any of us. However, she left the rehab hospital believing that she would become a nurse. I don't know if she ever accomplished her dream, but it was not our dream to take away. Reconciliation is a slow process and was something she needed to do in her own way. Our role was to partner with her in such a way that she could be empowered to find her own reconciliation. The last concepts are service and advocacy. I see service as helping someone and advocacy is to act on another's behalf. When I began rehab nursing, I knew very little about it. I knew critical care. And they sort of assumed because I knew critical care, I would know rehab, but I sure didn't. Fortunately, I worked with Debbie, an LPN, who thought I should know the answers to all her questions since I was an RN. And because I am inquisitive myself, my mother would have called me nosy, I decided to start reading so I could answer her questions and learn more for myself as well. I learned there were better approaches to care for the paralyzed urinary bladder than we were practicing. My next step was the excellent library at the regional hospital. So I went there in my own time and studied the research literature. The librarian told me one day I had no right to be there, and I told her I graduated from there. I had a right to be there. So they let me use the library. Anyway, in light of all this, we did change the protocols in our rehab hospital. And Debbie kept nagging me to call the urologist to sue everybody on consult, so I made those phone calls, and out of those phone calls, he started making rounds at the hospital on a regular basis. The questions of an inquisitive nurse, the support of the nursing director, and my willingness to advocate for improved patient outcomes resulted in an evidence-based protocol for the hospital for urinary bladder care. I urge you to be curious, be nosy, and always keep learning, because you really can change things. These are some of my stories about the concepts of advocacy, agape love, service, justice, grace, presence, partnership, reconciliation, and empowerment that come from a long and very rewarding nursing career. Nursing graduates, you have begun your own nursing stories. This semester, we have seen the evidence of that story in the way you have shown faculty members grace and love during this difficult semester. You managed the disruptions as faculty members dealt with their own challenges that included children who sustained injuries in vehicular accidents, cancer treatment, death of a parent, among other things. Your professional story will continue to grow immeasurably as you continue to live out these concepts in many settings. You will find these concepts when you least expect them. And as you live them, you will believe them. And you will find that the covenant truly is sacred. And may God bless your stories.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin the pinning ceremony. I will be reading a statement from each of the students. We're going to go in alphabetical order. And as a family member or friend who's agreed to help with pinning or candle lighting or rose giving, be ready to come forward when your loved student is called. We're going to start with Alicia Best. Alicia's mom, Althea, is lighting her candle. Her Aunt Rosa is giving her the rose. And pinning her is her sister, Crystal. Alicia says, "I would like to first thank God for his helping hand that strengthened me over the years and his love that supported me in times of joy and difficulty in the nursing program." Alicia thanks God for molding her to be the knowledgeable, loving, and self-giving young woman that she is now. She thanks her mother for her overall support, guidance, and motivation. She thanks her younger sister for making her laugh and smile during the times of stress and when her workload was piled up mountain high. She thanks her aunt and uncle and her older sister for reminding her that she can do all things with God and if she puts her mind to it. Lastly, she would like to thank her boyfriend for being the extra person to push her to do the best she can, especially staying up late at night to do homework assignments. Lastly, she would like to thank all of her nursing peers and faculty members for their encouraging words and helping hands when she needed to be reminded that she did have a nursing department family to lean on. Michael Bruner. Michael's mom, Peggy, is giving him the pin, and his father, Keith, is lighting the candle. His fiancée, Bea Stoltzus, is presenting him with the rose. Michael says, "I would like to thank my wonderful family for helping me throughout college, for all the prayers, gas money to get to and from Ohio, and letting me vent about how difficult the nursing program is. Thanks for all your hard work and showing me how to live a good Christian life. I would also like to thank my wonderful fiancé, B.S. Stoltzfus. She's an extremely caring person who has inspired me to be a better nurse and a better person. Bea has been a huge part for me making it through the nursing program, helping me study and stay focused when I could not, which happened often. I would also like to thank all of the great nursing faculty and my advisor, Kathy Rittenhouse, for giving me the great guidance through the last 4 years. Thank you." Katie Butler. Katie is being pinned by her mom. Her dad is presenting her with her flower while her grandmother lights her candle. Katie would like to thank God first for his direction, mercy, and love he has shown her over the past 2 years. She would also like to thank her mom and dad for their continual support and guidance through nursing school. Thank you, Mom, for your listening ears, words of wisdom and encouragement, and for being a role model for nursing. Dad, thank you for your love and continual support in following my dreams and for always telling me it will all work out. Thank you to Andy, Robbie, Mallory, and the boys for cheering me on. She would also like to thank her entire family for their encouraging words and support throughout nursing school. And finally, she would like to thank her nursing family for the laughs, tears, encouragement, and for being her home away from home. After graduation, she plans to go back to Northern Virginia to be closer to her family and hopes to follow her mom's footsteps in the operating room. She also hopes to eventually continue her education, but says she needs to take a breather first. Linda Samini. Linda is being pinned by her best friend, Jen. Her friend, Sarah, is giving her the rose, and her candle is being lit by her amazing twin sister, Katie. Linda wants to thank God for his direction and love, Jen and Christopher for all the support and love through the years. Thanks, Jen, for being an inspiration and role model in pursuing my nursing career. She would also like to thank Sarah and James for supporting and loving her, and her twin sister, Katie, for putting up with her through the stressful times. Also, Linda would like to thank her church family for encouraging her to go to college, and her family, especially the twins, Brogan and Shay, for providing her with a hope to finish. To all the nursing staff, thank you for guiding her, teaching her, and putting up with her. A huge thank you to Linda's N family. She could not have done this without each one of them. Thanks for the good times, hard times, emotional times, and the laughs that followed. We did it. Carrie Dean. Carrie will be pinned by her mother, Beth Bowers, who will be presenting her with a stethoscope. Her daughter, Jaden, will light a candle and give her a rose. Carrie writes, I would like to thank my children, Samuel and Jaden, for giving me the motivation that I have needed in order to get to this point. I dedicate this accomplishment to you. You all have been the driving force that has kept me going. I am blessed to have you as my children. I would like to thank Derek for putting up with the inconsistencies of the last 4 years and the ups and downs of this journey. I would never have been able to do this without you. Most of all, I would like to thank and acknowledge my family for giving me the support and encouragement that has made this all possible. Thank you for not giving up on me and for reminding me of my potential at times when I could not see the light at the end of the tunnel. Each one of you has a sacred part in my ability to do this. Thank you. I love you all so much. Abby Diffenbach. Abby will be pinned by her parents, Abe and Karen. Her mom will present her rose, and her advisor, Melody Cash, will be lighting her candle. Abby is very grateful for her experience at EMU and will treasure all the memories that she has accumulated with her friends and the faculty within the nursing program. Her experience here at EMU has greatly contributed to her social, spiritual, and academic development. She is extremely honored to be a graduating senior and would like to thank all the support she has thank everyone for all the support she has received from her family, friends, and the nursing faculty. She would particularly like to thank her parents, Abe and Karen, for all their love and support. She would also like to thank the rest of her family members for being such strong role models and for their love and encouragement. Her plans for the future include moving back to her home in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and working at a local hospital. Giles Eanes. Giles is being presented with a stethoscope by his parents, Russ and Jane. His sister Allie is giving him the rose, and his fiancée, Amy, will give him the pin and light the candle. Giles writes, I would like to thank Ann Hirschberger for being an awesome advisor and supporter while I've been here at school and for opening my eyes to a new culture while in Latin America. Thanks to all my five siblings, Nathan, Carolyn, Francis, Allie, and Andre. Thanks to my parents, Russ and Jane, for encouraging me while in school. Finally, thank you to my wonderful and loving fiancé, soon to be my wife, Amy, for always being there for me, keeping everything in perspective, and editing my many papers. Brianna Eshelman. Brianna is being given a stethoscope by her parents, Keith and Susan. She would like to thank them for being such a great sources of support and love throughout her college experience. Keith is a nurse, and she has especially enjoyed connecting with him through the common experience of nursing. Brianna feels she has been blessed not only to have them as parents, but to have them as friends. Her mom is lighting the candle. Her fiancé, Daryl Miller, is presenting her with the rose. She is very grateful for his continual assurance and encouragement in her dedication to nursing over the past 2 years. Rachel Good. Rachel is the daughter of Linford and Beth Ann Good and the granddaughter of Leroy and Betty Petersheim and Kenneth and Esther Good. Rachel is being pinned by her mom. Her father will present her with the rose, and Rachel will light the candle. Rachel would like to thank her parents, family, and friends for supporting her through the last 4 years and her journey through nursing school. The support of her family has been very important for realizing her dream of becoming a registered nurse. She's especially grateful for Grandma Grace and her unfailing love and support in uncertain times. And after graduation, Rachel hopes to work in a hospital near Harrisonburg or in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Anita Hoover. Anita is being pinned by her parents, Paul and Shirley. Her sister Maria is presenting her with the rose, and her aunt Sharon is lighting the candle. Anita writes, I would like to thank my family for everything they have done over the last 4 years, including encouraging me when I was discouraged, cheering for me when I did well, and supporting me with finances, cards, and phone calls. I can't say how much it has meant to me and how much I appreciate it all. Thanks also to God and my friends who were there with me every step of this journey. Who knows where this road has yet to take me? Although I would like to stay and work in the area, it may depend on where I'm able to find a job. I'm also undecided as to what I'll do with my degree. Maybe I'll decide to go on into critical care or get a master's degree or a doctorate of nursing practice, go work internationally, or simply be an RN. Who knows? But one thing I know for sure is that I'll always be growing and learning and looking forward to whatever adventure comes next. Ingrid Johnson. Ingrid is being pinned with her grandmother's nursing pin today by her mother, Jody. Her father, Jeff, will present her rose, and her advisor and cross-cultural leader, Ann Hirschberger, will be lighting her candle. Ingrid would like to thank her parents for their consistent encouragement and high expectations throughout school, and for supporting her in becoming a nurse. Her brothers, Alex, Ruben, and Marcus, for helping teach her about patience, understanding, self-defense, and sticking with it through thick and thin. Her fiancé, Niels, for his love and support during these stressful years. The wonderful staff of the nursing department for always being understanding and supportive when she felt she couldn't go on. And my fellow nursing students for keeping me encouraged and motivated. Regina Kanegi. Regina's mother is pinning her and giving her the rose, and her sister is lighting the candle. Regina says, I would like to thank my mom and dad for their support, patience, prayers, and for giving me the confidence I needed to keep going when I thought there was no way I was going to make it through another day of adult health. I couldn't ask for better parents. I would also like to thank my sister and best friend, Stephanie, for supporting me as well, for all the free Greenberries coffee on late nights, helping me study and sticking with me through the good times and bad times. Thanks to my roommate and friend, Lauren, for all her prayers, listening to my sob stories, and cheering me up. I love you all. And last, Thanks to God for giving the strength to keep going. Jody LaRue. Jody will be pinned by her mother, Jackie Feuerhelm. She will receive her rose from her husband, Jack, and her children, Sarah, Michael, and Emily, will light her candle. She would like to thank her family for their undying support and encouragement. Without this, she says, I could not have accomplished all I have. Thank you for always reminding me that there is a reason to go after the long-held dreams, to go after the long-held dreams, and for putting up with the crazy schedule these past 2 years. Thank you to everyone else who has supported it and encouraged me to go after my dream and reminding me that I can do it. Thank you to the nursing faculty for pushing me to be a better student and ultimately a better nurse because of the wonderful role models you've been. Jody would also like to thank the nursing family, these people up here. These girls and guys helped me more than they will ever know, and I'm not sure I would have gotten through these couple years without your support. Thank you all, and I love you very much. Her goal is to work in labor and delivery or pediatrics. Ashley Lang Tolliver. Ashley is being pinned by her husband, Jeremy Tolliver, whom she would like to thank for supporting and encouraging her to follow her dreams, no matter what challenges she might face. Her mother, Helen Lang, and her father, Joe Petriccioni, will be lighting her candle. She would like to thank them for all the love, positive words, and direction they have provided to her over the years. Her godmother, Julie Ferris, will be presenting her with a rose. She would like to thank her for loving her as if she were her own child. Ashley would like to thank the rest of her family and friends for all the smiles they have put on her face. Tega Mamo. Tega is being pinned by me, Laura Yoder. Her mom will be giving her the rose, and her sister will light the candle. I'm going to read first, and then I'll come pin you. She says, I would like to thank God, the Almighty, for providing me a great advisor, friend, and sister. Laura Yoder. My advisor, Laura, gave me both negative and positive feedback. She supported me and encouraged me in my weakness and showed me a positive path to develop in my career. She prayed for me every time I made a visit to her office. I would like to thank my nursing instructors who went the extra mile to help me understand the lectures and assignments. I would like to thank you, all my classmates, for being there when I needed you, and especially Charity Strayer, for being the world's best tutor. I would like to thank my family, who from very far away have prayed, supported, and encouraged me in my school time. I would like to thank my best friend, Seifu, who was always there for me. I would like to thank Herrig, who co-signed for me when I needed a loan to register for my classes. I would like to thank my roommate, Miriam. Oh, I will always remember the nights you stayed up to just listen to me. Finally, I would like to thank all the families and community friends that I developed during my EMU school time for the big encouragement and support they gave me. And she quotes from Job 42, verse 8. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ears, but now my eyes see you, referring to God. David Muskin. David is being pinned by Glenn Steiner. Sheila, his sweetheart, his wife, is presenting him with his flower, and Arnita Steiner is lighting his candle. David would like to thank his family, friends, faculty, and classmates for their effort in helping him succeed in this endeavor. David was offered a position with RMH, which he will start after passing the boards by the end of this month.
Jessica Parrish. Jessica's mother, Carla, will be pinning her today. Her father, Milton, will be giving her a rose, and her boyfriend, David, will be lighting her candle. Jessica would like to thank her friends and family for the enormous support they have shown her over the last 2 years, and would especially like to thank her grandmother, Mimi, who was always her greatest supporter. Jessica would also like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the nursing faculty who have shown her what true educators embody. The nursing department has become a second family to Jessica, and she will be forever grateful for the support and wisdom granted to her from the faculty. Finally, Jessica would like to thank her close group of friends in the nursing program who have been with her through it all, and would like to say to each of them how meaningful and important their relationships are to her. We did it, girls! Allison Peachy. Allison will be pinned by her husband, Chase. Her father, Elwood Byler, is handing her the rose, and her mother, Suzanne, is lighting the candle in her honor. Allison would like to give a tremendous amount of thanks to her friends, family, and husband. She can't thank you enough for the love, support, and encouragement and wisdom you have shared with her, as well as the many prayers you have said for her. Over the past 4 years, you have all given her many reasons to smile, be optimistic, and even laugh in times when she felt overwhelmed and frustrated. Thanks for being such a terrific support system. She loves you all. Rakia Robinson. Rakia's mother, Denise, is pinning her, and Laura Esch is giving her the rose. Marlene Davis is lighting her candle. Rakia writes, I would really like to thank Denise Robinson, my mother, my father, and my best friend for all of her encouragement throughout this process as well as in life. Marlene Davis, for your support and always being there to help me keep focused. To the friends I have gained, it's been wonderful, and thank you for accepting me in your boundary as a transfer student and opening your hearts to me. You will always be in my heart. Lastly, to the faculty and staff, I have never met a more understanding, loving, and caring group of people in my life. I've gone through a lot this semester, and I would not have made it without everyone's support. I thank you all. Amy Spicer. Amy is being given a stethoscope by her mother, Joan. Her father, Bruce, is handing her the rose, and her candle is being lit by Victoria Trumbo. She would like to thank her parents, Victoria, and all of her friends and family for their unconditional love and continuous support and patience through the past 2 years. A special thank you to those in her nursing family who have shared this journey. Amy hopes to find a job in the field of oncology or pediatrics. Bia Stoltzfus.
Yeah, Bia.
Bia is being pinned by her mother, Willie, her father, Winifred. Let me start again. Bia is being pinned by her mother, Willie. Her father, Winfred, is lighting her candle, and her fiancé, Mike Bruner, is presenting the flower to her. Bia writes, I would like to start by thanking God for giving me the strength and patience during these past 2 years of nursing school. I didn't think I would have come out of this program sane without my faith. I would also like to thank my wonderful parents and the Bruners for their amazing encouraging words, prayers, and those awesome care packages they sent me. They sure kept me going. Also, thank you to all these amazing nursing faculty members who went above and beyond to make sure I was successful. After graduation, I plan to get married to a wonderful nurse, Mike Bruner. We plan to stick around Harrisonburg and hopefully find jobs in the area. We also hope to someday become traveling nurses. Charity Strayer. Charity's mom, Cheryl, will pin her, and her father, Michael, will give her the rose. Ann Hirschberger will light the candle. Charity would like to thank her dad and mom for their constant support and encouragement through nursing school and life in general. This would never have been possible without you. Also, thank you to her three sisters, Elizabeth, Hope, and Melody, and her grandparents, Robert and Linda Losey, for their love and encouragement. To all the wonderful friends she has made during college, thank you for making this time brighter and for leaving memories that will never end. She couldn't have made it through without you. Thank you to all of the professors of the nursing department, especially her advisor and cross-cultural leader, Ann Hirschberger, for being the kind of nurses she would like to be one day. She would most importantly like to thank the Lord for his constant grace and provision. Charity will be a camp nurse in Fairbanks, Alaska this summer and is still looking for a registered nurse position. Her interests lie in cardiac or critical care nursing. Thanks. Kristen White. Kristen is being pinned by her mother, Charlene. The rose is being given by her father, Daryl, and her candle is being lit by both of her parents. Kristen would like to thank faculty, friends, and family, especially her parents, for their continual support and encouragement during nursing school. She's planning on returning home to Salem, Oregon after graduation. Eventually, she would love to work in oncology or hospice, but would like to gain practical experience first before pursuing this goal. She has enjoyed her time at EMU and values the variety of opportunities she's had and cherishes the friendships she has made. She's looking forward to a new phase of life and a career as a nurse. Jared Whitmer. Jared's older sister, Jessica, a nurse practitioner, is presenting him with a stethoscope. Don Tyson is pinning him from one male nurse to another. His mom is giving him the rose, and then his dad and younger sister are lighting the candle. Jared would like to thank, first and foremost, his wonderful parents, sisters, and brother-in-law for their continued love and support over the years. He also would like to thank the nursing faculty for the same things, but mostly just for the last 2 years. Jared will be working in the emergency department at RMH starting this June and plans to do NPAs on each of his patients. Those are care plans, just for fun. Eventually in life, he would like to hike the entire Appalachian Trail and continue his education to become a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, but not at the same time. We did leave one name off. Don Tyson, would you please come forward? I'll let you guys take over.
We didn't really prepare a speech or anything of that sort, but we did get Don his own pin that, as you can see... it says D-O-N on it, which stands for doctorate in nursing, I believe. So, a round of applause for Don Tyson.
I'm Kathy Rittenhouse, and... congratulations, first of all. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. I'm going to lead the students in the Nightingale Pledge. I solemnly pledge myself before God and in the presence of this assembly to faithfully practice my profession of nursing. I will do all in my power to maintain the highest standards and practices of my profession. I will hold in confidence all personal matters committed to my keeping in the practice of my calling. I will assist the physician in their work and will devote myself to the welfare of my patients, my family, and my community. I will endeavor to fulfill my rights and privileges as a good citizen and take my share of responsibility promoting the health and welfare of the community. I will constantly endeavor to increase my knowledge and skills in nursing and use them wisely. I will zealously seek to nurse those who are ill, wherever they may be, and whenever they are in need. I will be active in assisting others in safeguarding and promoting the health and happiness of mankind.
Good morning, I'm Laura Esch, and I'm the office coordinator in the nursing department. And I have been given the honor of the closing prayer, and so if we can bow our heads. Oh God, you are the preserver of men and keeper of our lives. We commit ourselves to your perfect care of the journey that awaits us. We pray for a safe and auspicious journey. Give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Let no evil befall us, nor any harm come to our dwelling that we leave behind. Although we are uncertain of what the days may bring, may we prepare for any event or delay and greet such with patience and understanding. Bless us, O Lord, that we may complete our journey safely and successfully under your ever-watchful care. Amen. The seniors have asked you to join them outside Thomas Plaza, which is in front of the campus center, for light refreshments after pictures. And have a great day and a great weekend. Congratulations.